thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Thessalonians 5:15, strive to do what is good for each other. Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the helper. And as you submit to him, he'll help you handle the difficult people in your life the right way. Paul writes, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." Don't offend or inhibit or block the Holy Spirit from working in your life. You say, "How would I do that?" Paul answers, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice." That's a list of pretty nasty stuff. And Paul's point is this: either you allow your response to be ruled by that nasty list, or to be ruled by the indwelling Holy Spirit. The choice is yours. The Bible says, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." When you retaliate in anger, you give the devil a foothold in your life, a beachhead from which he can attack you in other areas. When that happens, not only do you have to deal with the hurt caused by the difficult person in your life, you have to deal with the added hurt that comes from giving the devil a foothold. So what should you do? The Bible says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." In other words, remember the love, patience, and grace that God has shown to you and extended to others. That's a strategy that never fails. From Vision's Word for Today, How to Deal with Difficult People, Part 1.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.